The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Morning, folks. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry on this post-Christmas Takeaway morning. We're going back to stories that had the biggest response in 2011 from you, our listeners. Earlier this month, The Takeaway looked into statements by Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich on child labor. Gingrich proposed giving young kids paying custodial or library jobs as a path to what he called, quote, a stronger work ethic and better maintenance of government infrastructure. Now, lots of you contacted us to object to the idea of abandoning child labor laws and expressed your concern that Gingrich seemed to cast poor people as having a weak work ethic. But a lot of you were also eager to tell us why jobs for young kids might be beneficial, so we called up two of our own listeners who had stories of their own. We started by listening to what Bill Arnott, Takeaway listener from South Carolina, had to say.
You can learn from working. I had my first job at 10, went to college, and have a very successful career, so let's go to work.
Bill is a Takeaway listener who called in yesterday from Columbia, South Carolina. He joins us now. Also with us is Carol, who's a Takeaway listener from Natick, Massachusetts. Good morning, Carol.
Hi.
Now, Carol, I know you're concerned that this is a political debate, and we're not really going to get into politics here, but it was fascinating that both of you wanted to share the importance of your experience working as a young age. Bill, you begin.
Well, like I said on the radio there, I started working when I got my 10 years old. I got my first job. My mom basically farmed me out to the local neighbors, raking leaves, cutting brush, mowing yards, shoveling snow. And from there, I've held down a job ever since.
And what kind of cash flow did you pull down at age 10?
At age 10, I can't tell you, but in the fifth grade, collecting golf balls at the local golf course, $800 that summer. And that was probably 80, 81, somewhere in there.
Carol, how about you, your first work experience?
It was 10 as well. I was a paper carrier, and I started out with one route, then two, a morning and then an afternoon one, and then sitting on the weekends. And so by the time I was in middle school, I was paying for all my clothes, my toiletries, even my school supplies. And I continued to also pay for my way through college and pay for activities, you know, through high school, you know, school activities, because my parents weren't able to do so. So, I mean, I felt like it was a beneficial experience, but I also had experiences that had some downsides working so much and so early.
Well, why don't you share those with us as well? Because that really raises the issue of an unregulated environment for children in the workforce, which is what the child labor laws were created to help stop.
Right. Well, similar to your listener, when I did babysitting, you know, when there was more parental or you know, a personalized adult interaction, I mean, it was fine. But, you know, when I was a paper carrier, when I would go to, you know, collect, I was responsible for collecting money. That was how I would get paid. Well, you know, these people come back, we can't pay you now, come back tomorrow, they wouldn't be there. And so there was no regulation on making sure the carrier got paid. It was all up to the carrier, and I was 10 years old. And a lot of people took advantage of that. And, you know, when we try to cancel the people who wouldn't pay, well, the newspaper would start them right back up. They kind of didn't care.
Now, Carol, can I stop you there for a second? Now, there's some curmudgeonly folks out in the audience that might say, well, it taught her a lesson at an early age. Did it teach you a lesson, the toughness and the difficulties of that?
You know, it took about $40 out of my pocket every month. You know, and I'm waking up at, you know, 5:30 to deliver everybody's newspaper, and I don't know what recourse I have. And that was the other problem. I didn't know the labor laws. I didn't know that this was unethical for adults to do to children. And I didn't know how to say to the adult, hey, do you realize you're taking money from me so I can't buy my bicycle that I've been saving up for? Like, so, you know, sure, it taught me a lesson, but it also kind of made me sad that, you know, if it was your child, would you feel like, oh, yeah, it taught you a lesson, you know, somebody else saved, you know, $7 on paying you, but it came out of your child's pocket.
Absolutely, and probably had something to do with you taking a career in molecular biology, perhaps, rather than the news business. Bill Arnett, why don't you respond to Carol's story there? I mean, there are downsides. Young people are vulnerable in the work environment. Having to fend for yourself can be difficult. How was your experience?
Well, I think it's more of a learning experience. Life isn't fair, and that's one of the things I try to instill in my kids, that you do whatever you have to do to be ethical, but to understand that there are times people are not. And you have to plan for that. You have to account for that, and make sure that you know you approach it in a way that people have to be more honest. And yes, at 10 years old, that's probably a hard lesson to learn. It's no different than I guess somebody you know stealing cash out of your pocket at a later date. I think I learned those lessons so that my approach in business and later on in life. I took that in account.
All right, look, to both of you then, let's land it on this issue. If, as you say, Bill Arnott, the work experience taught you that life isn't fair, and Carol, you experienced that firsthand in Massachusetts. If we go into it thinking that life isn't fair, do we essentially enshrine the value that, hey, you're going to have to fend for yourself, young kid, and that in a sense, you basically give permission to treat kids badly?
I don't think so. I think what that does do is give you a realistic viewpoint. We all like to have the pie-in-the-sky view that everybody is a good person, and that is true, and we should treat everybody as if they're a good person. But you go in there with your eyes wide open, and I think when you go into life with your eyes wide open and have some experiences, your life going forward is going to be less difficult, and you're not going to land yourself in a situation as an adult that could be 10 times worse than if you just had some background experience with that as a kid. You know, that with, granted, it's a lot of money to a kid, but $7 is $7. But what if it was 7,000 or 70,000?
All right. Well, lessons learned as an adult. Bill Arnott called from Columbia, South Carolina. Stay with us. Carol, your reaction.
I would completely disagree. I think that we're told, I mean, we see over and over throughout our life that life isn't fair. You don't need to learn it at 10 years old. And I can tell you that I'm not going to, I mean, I have a 7-month-old baby right now. He doesn't need to learn that life isn't fair at 10. He doesn't need to learn that life isn't fair when he's in middle school. I mean, I really believe that you will learn that eventually. And I think that while the children are very young, there's other things that they need to learn. And you can tell them that without forcing them to learn by experience year over year that life isn't fair.
That was Carol Ferris, Takeaway listener from Massachusetts, and Bill Arnott, listener from South Carolina, both talking with John Hockenberry about the upsides and downsides of their early work experience. We'll have more of the stories you talked about most this year coming up all show, so stay tuned.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.